Our next speaker has shown us incredible devotion to his father through the most difficult times these last months. Let's hear words of hesed, bechi, from Rav Yehuda Weinberg.
I can't be maspid, my father. Much, much too big. Does he have Talmidei Chachamim? They gave the real aspid. I wanted to do something else. The last week, I tried also the last year. Every place where I went, I said, what would my father say? What would he do now? And I remember a year ago, this Shabbos, Parshas Yisroi, we was in Passaic by Baruch Benowitz. My father knew wherever he's going to come, he's going to have to speak. He can. You see something so beautiful. People were so, they wanted so much to drink of him, so much, they were so thirsty when there was around them. He knew he has to speak. It was hard for him. He was debating, he's going to go to shul. It was hard for him. He went to shul. And guess what? He needed to speak. They wouldn't let him go. And he stood up and he said, Yisroi. Yisroi, he got a parsha in the Torah what's written on his name. Yisroi gave advice. He gave advice to Moshe Rabbeinu. We find in Chumash Dvorim that the advice wasn't the best advice for the Jewish people. Rashi says that the Jews needed to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, from who are we supposed to learn? From you, Rabbi. From you, that you was Moshe Nefesh. Just what? Rashi says, they wanted to work it out. Have a few dayanim, different kinds of dayanim. Pick the right ones, have the good ones. So why was Yisroi zoche to have a parsha in his name in the Torah? And my father said, the reason that he was zoche is he saw a problem. He saw a problem by the Jewish people. And he did something about it. He did something about it. He took the responsibility to do something about it. And if my father would be alive today, this is what he would say. Don't talk about me. Talk about what we're supposed to do. We see the Jewish people, we're going to do something about it. Don't worry if it's not the right, the best thing. Don't worry. Hashem is moving it. You're just giving the little hand. But Yisroi was zoche to have a parsha in the Torah in his name because he stood up and he did something. I'm sure that if the Torah would be written again today, my father would have a parsha in his name. He saw Am Yisrael, he got up and he did something. Right, he failed a few times, never stopped him. You have to do. Personally, I always, when I thought about it, there's a parshas Noach in the Torah. There's a parsha. He has a parsha in his name. Hashem Nasan v'Hashem Lakach. The way that we know to appreciate what He took is that we know to appreciate what He gave us. He gave us a person who would build the army of all you people who are sitting here. Soldiers, strong soldiers. Everybody so special. I'm not saying it, He told me it. I don't know all of you, not yet. He told me it. All of you are so special. Like they said, yeah, before my father saw into the neshama. Kids of the Almighty, He saw inside. Everyone is so special. And my father was zoche, that all of us is soldiers, and so all of us is going to continue to be soldiers. And wherever we're going to see a problem, we're going to try to do something about it. Because that's the way we grew up here in the yeshiva. I'm just going to finish up. I remember someone came over to my father, was in the chasin, which was in Yerushalayim. My father was mostly in the car. Didn't have the koach to stand up. And he asked him, Rosh Hashiva, I'm going into Kirov. Give me, al regel achas. Give me a regel achas. What do we need to do? He said, don't do what you're good in. Don't do even what you like to do. Do whatever Am Yisrael needs. My father a lot of times told me, I don't know if I'm going to be zeche to see Mashiach, but definitely all of us is going to be zeche to see Mashiach. He said in your generation Mashiach is going to come. We have a lot to do. We don't have too much time.